This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. People in West Kent have been reacting to the election of Liz Truss as Conservative Party leader. On the streets of Tunbridge, I asked passers-by if they welcome the news that Liz Truss was taking over as Prime Minister.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Not keen on her?
No, I'm not. I don't think she's going to help us get out of this mess, that's for sure.
I think Rishi was out of touch with his billions that he's got in his name, so Liz Truss is the best choice.
We'll wait and see. Bring back Boris is what I say, but there we go.
You like Boris, did
yeah.
you?
Yeah, very much so. I think he did what he could for us, especially during COVID. And I don't think anyone else would have had enough guts to have done what he did. And it's got us to a good point so far, but let's see what the other lot bring, eh?
Do you think he'll come back?
I would like to hope so, but I'm not sure. Don't think so now.
I wish her the best. Hope she can do something about everything. But, you know, good on her.
So do you think she'll be able to solve all the problems about higher energy bills?
No, because that's been caused by things that are going on in the rest of the world. The Prime Minister isn't in charge of the price of gas. That's all being done by the fact that Russia's decided to go to war in Ukraine and we're buying our gas along with everybody else from other sources, which makes the price go up.
And she wants lots of tax cuts at the same time? Is that
no, that's a daft idea. We spent all that money on getting through COVID. We borrowed an awful lot of money. The last thing we need at the moment are tax cuts.
I wasn't happy with either of the choices. I'm disappointed that Tom Tugendhat didn't get a look in. He seemed to be a fresher voice, but I don't know whether Liz Truss is going to...
Does she inspire
you? ...resolve it. No, she doesn't, unfortunately.
Next, I turn to the Conservative leader of Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council, Matt Boughton. Who had he voted for?
I voted for Liz Truss. It took me a little while to make my mind up. I listened to what both candidates had to say, and then a couple of days before the vote closed, I cast my ballot for Liz.
And some would say that she's a bit wooden. Does she inspire you?
I think the key with Liz is that she's got a very clear set of ideas that she wants to implement. She's a conviction politician. And to me, that was quite important of the choices that were on offer. Look, I wasn't backing Liz early on in the contest when there were more candidates. I was backing our own chap, Tom Tugendhat. I thought he would have done a great job.
Tunbridge MP.
Exactly, the Tunbridge MP. So obviously I know Tom very well. But I think of the two candidates we had, the left, I was persuaded by Liz's vision. And that's why I voted for her in the end.
Are you very concerned about housing targets? You're in charge of Tunbridge and Morling, which has to build a very large number of houses. Many people fear that will destroy farmland and open spaces. Did you get any guarantees from the candidates they're going to change policy?
I wrote to both candidates during the campaign and I asked them for a specific commitment in relation to Tunbridge and Morling. Although I didn't get that specific commitment, in Liz's case, she was very clear about the detrimental impact that top-down housing targets are having on local councils like Tunbridge and Morling. And as a result of that, I look forward to her implementing those ideas over the coming months.
Remind us what you have to do at the moment.
We've got to find sites for nearly 16,000 homes between now and 2040.
And 16,000 homes, I mean, how many homes are there at the moment in the borough?
There's 55,000 in Tunbridge and Morling at the moment, so you can see the significant increase that that will be, and there's huge concerns, rightly, about infrastructure, whether that's broadband, traffic on the roads, public transport, access to GPs.
Councillor Matt Boughton, the Conservative leader of Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.